Often hastiness is from Satan. Haste is the enemy of perfection. Often hastiness is from Satan. Haste is the enemy of perfection.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back in our silsila. As you know, in this silsila, we try to highlight some of the things that people rush into. This silsila is called Jaldbazi ke Nuksanat, some of the side effects of hastiness. So inshallah, azza wa jal, in this silsila, we try to discuss some of the things that are even ibadat and mu'amalat, some of the actions that a person does, and that a person will rush into things, and because of rushing into things, he loses the barakat, and sometimes that is the end result that a person is looking for, he does not find the end results. Inshallah, azza wa jal, in today's silsila, we'll be discussing about the rush that people make into making dua or even making baddua for someone. And then inshallah azza wa jal, many other things that we will learn as well. Before we start this silsila, my dear Islam brothers, let me tell you that it's very, very important that we listen to this bayan attentively and carefully, because inshallah azza wa jal, there'll be many, many things that you might have sometimes heard these for the first time. But as the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, capture knowledge. So whatever is mentioned in this silsila, try to write it down so that we can come back to it later. And inshallah azza wa jal, act upon this sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So if you're doing anything at home, or you're watching this silsila, please leave the things for a short while and pay full attention to this silsila. May Allah azza wa jal reward me and you. And for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, may Allah azza wa jal forgive our sins. There is a beautiful excellence of reciting durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It says that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who recited durood upon me 100 times, Allah azza wa jal writes between both his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and the hellfire. And he, Azza wa Jal, will keep him along with the martyrs on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. What a beautiful hadith. Now, how long does it take to recite 100 times Durood-e-Pak? It doesn't even take more than 2 or 3 minutes. So please sacrifice some of your time and inshallah, Azza wa Jal, recite Durood-e-Pak. And this should be our daily routine that we should have in our daily timetable. You know, a lot of people say we're very, very busy. We've got this to do. We've got that to do. And you know, just all we need to do, my dear Islam brothers, all we need to do is just figure out how we can not adjust Durood-e-Pak. The other things should be adjusted accordingly. Don't think to yourself and ask this question to yourself, how is it that I can make time? When can I make time to recite Durood-e-Pak? Durood-e-Pak should be the first thing on our mind when deen comes. Deen should be number one. Deen should be given priority more than anything in our lives. So Durood-e-Pak should be the first thing. Then you can juggle your timetable around that. And you know, a lot of brothers, they travel to work, they walk to work. You can recite that once you are traveling. Instead of, you know, in the car, ma'azallah, if those brothers or viewers of Madani Channel have a habit of listening to music, then ma'azallah, instead of committing a sin, why not recite Durood-e-Pak? And so many times this has happened that people who listen to music, they have an accident, and some people die as well in that accident. So it's very, very important, my dear Islamic brothers, to keep away from yourself from committing sins. So inshallah, azza wa jal, a beautiful thing that we can do is whilst you go to work or come back to work or you are alone, then recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and look at the benefit that you will receive, that Allah azza wa jal will free you from hypocrisy and the fire of hell. So I make the intention, you also make the intention to recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Today, my dear Islam brothers, I want to start off with hastiness for dua to be accepted. A lot of people, they rush into things that we make dua, our dua should be accepted right now. Some of the Islam brothers, they even despair requiring the dua to be accepted quickly. However, it is from the etiquettes and the manners of dua that one should not be rushing for the dua to be accepted. You should not rush into the dua being accepted. Why? Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates a beautiful hadith from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that a person's dua is accepted unless he does dua for sin or cutting relationship, as long as he isn't rushing into it. Yani he is not hastiness in that. So beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah azza wa jal accepts your dua unless you make a dua to break relationship with someone or you rush into things. So that is one madani pearl that we learn from this hadith, is whenever we make the dua, always be calm in making the dua, always make the dua in the sunnah manner. And now you've seen a lot of people how they make the dua. We're reading our namaz at the end of the salah, you know, we make dua and people are looking around here and there and everywhere. Oh, you know, we've got something else to do, we're rushing into the dua. And maybe, my dear Islamic brothers, when a person dies, he will think back to this time. He will regret that, I wish I made my dua in a calmly manner so that my dua would have been accepted. We will regret it later on, and there is no point regretting it later on. Now, rushing into dua and how we make the dua, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Amiri Ahl Sunnah, he does our tarbiyat, even how to make the dua in the sunnat manner. Lift your hands up like this with your palms facing towards the Qibla. Either lift your hands towards your chest level, your face level, or above your head. These are some of the manners of making the dua. And then when you are making the dua, if you can cry in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yes, crying in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is what the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he used to say to his companions, cry in the fear of Allah. And the companions said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if you cannot cry? And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would say, if you cannot cry, then make your face expressions as such that you are crying. And now, my dear Islam brothers, the one who cries in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, his tears fall. What is the benefit? What is the blessing? The blessing is that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the mafhum of the hadith is that two drops will extinguish the fire of hell for someone. And the Sahaba ikram, they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which two drops? And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that the drop of blood of a martyr, when he sacrifices his life in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, that drop of blood will extinguish the fire of hell from him. And then the drop of tear of a person who cries in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, that tear will extinguish the fire of hell for that person. So how many times, just a question, how many times have we cried in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal? How many times have we ever made dua according to the sunnat manner? You know, we are today rushing into things, we're making the dua, we're talking to people, you know, we're talking sign language, go, you know, you read your namaz, I'll be out there in 2 minutes, I'll follow you quickly. We don't even know what we are asking from Allah Azza wa Jal. Just imagine when a beggar comes up to you, someone who needs money, someone who needs your help, how would that person ask help from you? He'll be so humble, he'll be so sincere in what he's asking. And then you feel sorry for him, you give him money. That happens, doesn't it? Now, exactly the same manner, we are presenting ourselves in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We should be humble. We should be sincere. We should be ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Just imagine, someone who commits a sin, ma'azallah, he misses his salah. One of the greatest sins that a person can do. And according to the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that the one who misses his salah deliberately, his name will be written on the door of hell. So my dear Islamic brothers, just think to yourself, How is our method, how we make the dua. So next time when we make the dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, we should be making the dua according to the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the beautiful prescribed manner of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is how we should be asking Allah Azza wa Jal. Imagine standing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Imagine with all the sins that we are carrying on our shoulders. Imagine that we are standing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And now it's time that we have our sins forgiven. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in the Quran, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Ask from me, I will accept your prayers. Now we need to ask from Allah Azza wa Jal. This is a command that Allah Ta'ala has given in the Quran. And asking and making the dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal is something that Allah Azza wa Jal, He likes Himself. It was requested, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what is jaldbazi, what is hastiness? And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, He replied that a person saying, I supplicated and I made a dua, but I don't know if my dua has been accepted. Thereafter, he abandons supplication. Yet in that person, he will ask, he will make the dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and then yet nothing happens. He sees that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I wish I get this job. I've given the interview and I want to have this job. And then he finds out that he doesn't get the job. So what happens? The shaitan, he whispers into the heart of that person. Remember, dua is a command of Allah Azza wa Jal. We should be making the dua and not even thinking, don't even rush into things. We should be keep on making dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. But what the shaitan does, he will whisper inside the mind and the heart, and the shaitan will say that, look, see, you've been making dua for so many years, your dua has never been accepted, so what's the point making the dua? For that, my dear Islam brothers, for this waswasa of the shaitan, listen to what the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that when anyone beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal, he makes a dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says to Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, O Jibreel, wait. Don't accept his dua yet, as this person, he will ask from me because I like his beautiful voice. Yani, I like his voice. So Allah Azza wa Jal, he likes your voice. He likes you from asking from Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is what we need to do, my dear Islam brothers. Keep this in our mind that every time I make a dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, this dua, maybe Allah Ta'ala wants me to ask again and again, is because Allah Azza wa Jal, he likes your voice. And then when a kafir, now this is for a Muslim, when a kafir or a fasiq, he makes a dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, O Jibreel, fulfill his dua quickly so that he doesn't supplicate to me again, as I don't like his voice. Because of his sins, because of his kufr, Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't even like his voice. And now the beauty of a Muslim is that Allah Azza wa Jal, he likes the voice of a Muslim. So therefore, when a Muslim, he keeps on making the dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala likes to listen to his voice. And then there is another waqia where a person, he makes a dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and again the shaitan, he whispers into his mind that you making dua for so many years, your dua are not even accepted. So why do you bother making dua? So he stopped making the dua. And then that same night, when he went to sleep, he heard something, he heard a voice from the unseen. And that voice was saying, why did you stop making the dua? And that person, he replies, because my duas are not accepted. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, O man, you made a dua in my court. Who gave you the power to make that dua? Who gave you the permission to make that dua? I gave you that permission. So remember, whenever we're making the dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is always with the will of Allah Azza wa Jal that we make a dua. Hazrat Sayyiduna Yahya Sa'id ibn Qattan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he saw Allah Azza wa Jal in his dream, and he requested, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I often do dua, and you don't accept my dua. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he replied, O Yahya, I befriend your voice. Yani, I like your voice. Hence the delay in your dua being accepted. So Allah Azza wa Jal, he likes the voice of a person. When a person, he repeatedly asks from Allah Azza wa Jal. And remember, my dear Islamic brothers, every dua of a Muslim, every good dua of a Muslim is accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And maybe it's for a reason. Sometimes when our dua is being delayed, maybe it's for a reason. Let me just give you a worldly example. Sometimes brothers, they say, look, I've got a job interview, or I've got my exams coming up, I want to do something. You know, I wish I get this job. I was talking to an Islamic brother, and he says, make dua, I've applied for this job, I hope I get this job. You know, and then you make the dua for the person, and how should you make the dua? That, Ya Allah, if this job is good for me, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, may I get this job. So, you know, we made the dua for that brother, that if the dua, if this job is good for you, may Allah Azza wa Jal give you this job. So we made the dua, and then he went to the interview, and that interview, he was rejected, he wasn't selected for that job. So he was really heartbroken that, look, I don't know why I can't find a good job. And then 2 days later, he applied for another job. And he got that job, and he came back to me and he says that, you know, this is the hikmat, the wisdom behind not rushing into the dua, is because if I had that job, I've got a better job, better work conditions and better pay. If I had got the other job, then I would have been paid less and the work conditions weren't as good as this job. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala knows best for what we need. Sometimes we as humans, we don't know. All we do is, you know, we rush into things. We don't know what is good for us. Allah Ta'ala is the one who created it. He knows what is good for me. He knows what is good for everyone. So my dear Islam brothers, sometimes when we make the dua, if that dua is not accepted, then don't think to yourself that the dua is not accepted. Because what will happen is maybe Allah Azza wa Jal will give you something that is better for you than what you are asking. Or maybe it is that your dua will not be accepted, but Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive your sins. Or the third thing, on the day of judgment, a person when he stands in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and then he sees mountains of good deeds, and then he will say, Ya Allah, I did not do these good deeds. Who are these good deeds for? And Allah Azza wa Jal, he will say that these are your good deeds. Remember that dua that you were asking from me in the dunya, your dua was not accepted because that reward I have been saving for you for today, now here is your reward. And the person, you know what he will say? The mafhum, the scholars, they say that person, he will say that I wish none of my du'as were accepted in the court, in the dunya, and all my du'as were accepted for today. So never ever rush into things. So my dear Islam brothers, in this hadith and the story that we've learned, one beautiful Madani pearl is, do not rush into the du'a and do not be disheartened when your du'a or whatever you are asking for, you do not achieve, you do not receive that. Never be disheartened. Now, my dear Islam brothers, another thing that a person, he rushes into things, is whilst making bad dua, a bad dua for someone. And undoubtedly, as we've heard in the Quran, dua is a weapon for the believers. However, some Islamic brothers, due to anger, you know, you're angry with someone, and someone's caused you problems, someone's hurt your feelings, or someone's even hit you, and you are really angry, you're in rage. And at that time, the shaitan, remember what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, the mafhum is that when a person is angry, the shaitan is sitting on the head of that person. Or the shaitan, he runs in your blood. And the shaitan, he takes advantage of this anger of that person. So what does the shaitan do? He makes you make a bad dua for that person. And sometimes people make bad dua for their own family. You have an argument with your wife, and then what happens is a person, he starts making bad dua for his wife. May Allah kill you, may Allah curse you. And you know, even the word curse, we've heard this so many times, may Allah have lanat over you. What is lanat? What is curse? Curse means, the scholars, they say that curse is when Allah Ta'ala does not shower His mercy upon someone. So you are making the bad dua, may Allah Ta'ala not shower His mercy upon you. And which human is going to be alive, or which human is going to be good, that does not receive the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. We are all dependent on the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whatever we do, we breathe, that is the mercy of Allah. We eat, that is the mercy of Allah. We drink, we go to sleep, we wake up, we walk, anything that we do is because of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And when you are making bad dua for someone, people make bad dua for their children. you know, so your son or daughter, and sometimes you regret that for the whole life. Sometimes you really regret that. So whenever, my dear Islamic brothers, we do something, especially when it is bad-du'a, remember, bad-du'a for a Muslim, don't even have that in your vocabulary. Don't even have that in your dictionary that I want to make bad-du'a. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, have you forgotten at the time of Taif, when the people of Taif, they pelted the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with stones, and his blessed body was full of blood. The blessed sandals, the blessed na'lene paak of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam were full of blood. Yet did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam make baddua for them people? No. The angel of mountain, he came and he presented himself in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, Allah azza wa jal has sent me. Ya Rasulullah, make baddua for these people. I will extinguish these people. I will annihilate these people. They will never exist anymore. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, what did he say? He says, I will make dua and you say ameen. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, we know he made the dua that, Ya Allah azza wa jal, these people don't recognize who I am. Ya Allah, I forgive them, you forgive them as well. And such a beauty, and this is written in the history of Islam, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in many occasions, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he made dua for even the kuffar so that they can be guided. Yes, you can make dua for a kafir, for guidance. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, guide him the way you have guided me as well. And but dua for your children, for your home, for your family, for your relatives, for your friends. Try not to use these words. But today we see that people rush into these things as well. And my dear Islam brothers, let's listen to the verse of the Holy Quran. Para number 15, Surah Bani Israel, ayat number 11. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says inside the beautiful Quran, وَيَدْعُ الْإِنسَانُ بِالشَّرِّ دُعَاءَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. And a person makes a bad dua as if he's asking for good, and a person is very hastiness. So Allah Azza wa Jal, he says in the Quran that Sadrul Fazil, Allama Sayyid Naimuddin Murad Abadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he commentates on this ayat and he says, due to anger, one does bad dua for his wife, his wealth, his children, etc. However, Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't accept this bad dua of his through his mercy. Otherwise, he would become destroyed. So just imagine these bad duas that we are making for my wife. You know, at that time you are angry, aren't you? And you made this dua. May Allah Ta'ala kill you. May you die. And then what if she does die? Then you will regret that for your life. Because a person, a lot of the times, what happens, you know, just an example, people give talaq, divorce their wives. At the time of anger, they divorce their wives. And then what happens is they regret that for the rest of their lives. Now, that regret, what's the point of regretting now? So what you should do is, that's why they say that when a person is angry, never ever make a judgment when you are angry. Because when you make a judgment when you are angry, most of the time what will happen is you will make the wrong decision. So always keep yourself calm, keep yourself quiet. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, that this bad dua that we are making, this is a mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, that our bad dua is not accepted straight away. Or else seriously, my dear Islam brothers, so many brothers, you know, I was talking to an Islamic brother and he says that someone did something wrong to me and I made a bad dua for him. And it happened that he went through a really, really difficult time. And I thought to myself, maybe it's because of my bad dua that I made for him. And now he says, I feel regretful. Now, never ever do something and then feel regret. Always think. Remember what the magic thing is. Be calm, be collective, and think what you are saying. In another place, it says that if Allah Azza wa Jal sent to them, this is Surah Yunus, ayat number 11. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, if Allah Azza wa Jal sent bad to them, as they were asking for good, then their promise would have been fulfilled, and we would have left those who do not want to meet us. Therefore, they are misguided in their rebellion. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says that the way the people ask for bad things, make bad du'as, as if they are making a du'a, if that would have been accepted, then people would have been really, really regretful. And according to this ayat, Mufassir al-Shahir, alayhi rahmah, he commentates on this verse. He says that if Allah Azza wa Jalla accepted their bad du'a, which they make at the time of anger for their families and children, like may we be destroyed, may he be destroyed, may he be killed, etc. And wish them to be accepted like the way they make the dua, then such people would have been destroyed by now. But Allah Azza wa Jal accept the dua quickly and does not accept bad dua quickly, and that is his mercy. It's a mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal that he doesn't accept our bad dua so quickly. Just like a person wants his dua to be accepted quickly, this is what, and if Allah Azza wa Jal accepts your bad dua quickly, then definitely, my dear Islam brothers, we will regret it. A person, he once came to his sheikh, and he says to him that, "Oh sheikh, teach me the Ism-e-Azam." And the sheikh, he says that, "Okay, go to the gate of the city and you will see something. Tell me what you have seen." So the person, he goes to the gate of the city and he stands there and he sees an old person carrying wood on his donkey. And as he comes to the gate of the city, a soldier who is standing there, the soldier, he grabs hold of that person, he hits him and he takes his wood away from him. And the person, because he's weak and he cannot retaliate, he puts his head down and he walks away. And the person, when he goes back to his sheikh, and the sheikh, he asks him, "Tell me what you have seen." And the person, he replied that, "This is what I saw. I saw a person who was carrying wood, and then when he came to the gate of the city, the soldier who was guarding that gate, he tortured that person. He hit him and he took his wood away. He stole his wood." And in that sheikh, he says to him, "What would you have done at that time if you knew the Ism-e-Azam?" And the person, he says that, "I would have made but dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for that person to be killed, for that person to be ruined." And the sheikh, he says, "Oh person, you can never ever know the Ism-e-Azam. Because what if that person, that person who got robbed, what if he was the one who taught me the Ism-e-Azam? You are not even ready for Ism-e-Azam. Because to know Ism-e-Azam, you need to be calm and you need to be merciful on the people." So here, my dear Islam brothers, a beautiful thing that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, whenever we make bad dua, we shouldn't be doing that anyway. You know, there are narrations where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made dua for the kuffar to be killed. Yes, that was a reason. But now, you know, amongst our Muslim brothers, amongst our own family, amongst our own friends, we're making bad dua. That should not be in our minds. Always be calm, always be merciful. Have you not heard the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Man la yarhamu la yurham," that the one who does not have mercy does not deserve mercy. Someone who does bad on you, I know it is hard, I know it's very, very hard to sometimes stay calm, sometimes to have a cool head and to think over that. I know it's hard. But my dear Islam brothers, that is what we need to do. Because when a person is angry, like I said, you will do something that you will regret for the whole life. There was an incident where a person, he bought a new car. And he was washing his car in the garden. And his children were playing about around the car. And he noticed that his son, he was writing something on the car body. He was scratching something on the car body. And when he looked at that, he only looked at the scratches. And he became so angry that he slapped his son. And his son, he hit the edge of a footpath, the edge of the garden, one of the bricks, the corner brick. He hit him and he died on the spot. And later on, what did he see? That his son on the car body, he wrote, "I love you, Dad." You know, he didn't know what he was doing. And this person slapped him. And, you know, out of negligence, what happened? His son, he died. Now, is that not a regret? Now, we need to be calm. We need to calm ourselves down. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, my dear Islam brothers, if we act upon that, you will see that inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we'll have a better life. Don't have hatred for someone. Don't have this hatred, especially for another Muslim. Always have good thoughts about a Muslim. Always think good about a Muslim. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, I need to apply that on myself as well. And we need to all apply that. Just imagine living in an environment where everyone is merciful, where everyone is loving, especially in the homes, my dear Islam brothers. We're having the husband is fighting with his wife and then cursing one another. The children, because they're disobedient, the parents are cursing their children. You go to school, you go to a shop, everyone's at it. Everyone's cursing one another. Everyone's become a magician. Everyone's become an enemy. And a Muslim cannot be your enemy. You might have disagreements over something, But them disagreements should never ever go to a level that where you start hating someone. Everyone's got, you know, it's a freedom of choice. You know, if someone did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he do? Grab all the people and kill them, those who didn't accept Islam. No, that was not the case. We know what happened at the time of Fatah Makkah, when 12,000 companions accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? He forgave them all. So that was mercy. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do to the person who martyred his beloved uncle Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu? He forgave him. What did he do to Hinda, the wife of Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu? She ate the liver of his father, of his uncle, Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? He forgave them. So this is what we need to achieve. This is what we need to have in our lives, my dear Islam brothers. Be so merciful. Be so good. Always have a smile. Even at home when you go, have a smiling face. Make dua for someone. Alhamdulillah, the dua that Amir al-Sunnah has taught, when you see someone smiling, you know, instead of making bad dua, make duas for someone. When you see someone smiling, make the dua. Adhakallahu sinnak. Adhakallahu sinnak. Adhakallahu sinnak. You know, this is the beautiful dua. When you see someone smiling, make dua for them. May Allah keep you smiling always. You know, there was an incident where the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, he came across a group of young lads. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, he was giving the azan. And these young lads, they were making a mockery of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he called one of the lads. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says to the lad, repeat the azan again. Look at the mercy. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't angry. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wasn't in a bad mood. Why are these people making the mockery of me? No. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, he was so, you know, humble, and he said to that young lad, say the azan. And as he was saying the azan, as he was saying the words, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, as he was saying these du'as, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was making du'a in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, have mercy upon him. And as he finished the du'a, he kissed the blessed hands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, recited the kalima, and entered into the fold of Islam. This is what the net result will be for someone who is calm, for someone who makes dua for someone. If you've got family problems, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, we have ta'wizat at-tariya. But if you have family problems, make dua for them. How many times, if you've got disobedient children, if you don't have a good relationship with your wife, with your children, with your family members, with your friends, my dear Islam brothers, wake up at the time of tahajjud. That is the time when duas are accepted, the time of tahajjud. Make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and seriously, our duas will be accepted. There is no such thing as I can't make dua for them. He's done so many bad things to me. Always refer back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beautiful life. A woman, she came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people are torturing me. Yani mentally they are torturing me. Yeah, they're causing me pain. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, always when people give you pain, remember the pain I have been through. And no one has been through more difficulties than our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Remember, my dear Islamic brothers, this life, you only get it once. A lot of people, they say, you know, you only get life once, so chill out, you know, have fun, you know, do whatever you want. No, don't. You can chill out. You know, you can chill out. And that chill out means chill out in the mercy of Allah. Have a good life in this world, and then inshallah azza wa jal, you will expect a better life in the grave and in the hereafter. So my dear Islam brothers, in this silsila today, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, two important things, dua and bad dua. Always when you make dua, do not rush into making a dua. And then when someone has hurt your feelings, when someone has caused you pain, never ever rush into making bad dua for them. Inshallah azza wa jal, until next time you join us in the silsila, inshallah azza wa jal, we will go through a few more things that people rush into and destroy their ibadat. Until that time, my dear Islam brothers, keep watching Madani channel and invite people to watch Madani channels. I know, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, an Islamic brother, who says that, I always thought to myself that, look, Madani Channel, the majority of the programs are in Urdu. I don't understand Urdu. I speak English and I need to understand English. And he says that, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, I was once watching the Madani Muzakara of Amiri Ahl Sunnat. And the way Amiri Ahl Sunnat was talking, the way Amiri Ahl Sunnat, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, was smiling on the screen. He goes, for some reason, I could not change that channel, even though I didn't understand much what he was saying. But the words, they were coming into my heart. And he says, since that day, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I have never ever watched any channel. I'm always eager to come back home and to put Madani channel on. And my dear Islam brothers, pass this message on to others. Maybe there's someone out there. Maybe there's someone out there waiting for you to invite him to do good. And maybe that person, if he was a sinful person, inshallah Azza wa Jal, he could save his life and he could save his hereafter. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, one of the ijtimas of Dawat Islami was held in Victoria Park Masjid in Manchester. And I know in that ijtima, a lot of brothers, alhamdulillah, made infradi koshish. They were going up to people. And one Islamic brother that I personally met in the ijtima, he says that I was someone who never offered my Jummah Salah. That, you know, he says that this is how bad I was. I never offered my Jummah Salah. And then he says, alhamdulillah, someone invited me to come to this ijtima. I heard the bayans of the muballighin, the dua, the zikr. It changed my life. And then for something to go back to, the brothers told me, go home and keep watching Madani channel. Inshallah, Azawajal, you'll be part of this mahol. And he says that since then, I went home. I kept on watching Madani channel. Again, because alhamdulillah, you see the dua of Amiri Ahl Sunnat, Nigran-e-Shura, Muftiyan Kiram, Mubaligh Dawat Islami. He says, continuously, when I started getting this environment, alhamdulillah, I have changed myself to such an extent that because of the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, I offer my Tahajjud Salah as well. So you never know, inviting someone to watch Madani channel could be the best thing that you have done for yourself and for him as well. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward us and may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive our sins. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
Often hastiness is from Satan. Haste is the enemy of perfection. Often hastiness is from Satan. Haste is the enemy of perfection.
You know, have fun. You know, do whatever you want. No, don't. You can't chill out. You know, you can chill out. And that chill out means chill out in the mercy of Allah. Have a good life in this world. And then inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you will expect a better life in the grave and in the hereafter. So my dear Islam brothers, in this silsila today, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, two important things, dua and bad dua. Always, when you make dua, do not rush into making a dua. And then, when someone has hurt your feelings, when someone has caused you pain, never ever rush into making bad dua for them. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, until next time you join us in the silsila, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we will go through a few more things that people rush into and destroy their ibadah. Until that time, my dear Islam brothers, keep watching Madani channel and invite people to watch Madani channels. I know, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, an Islamic brother who says that, I always thought to myself that, look, Madani channel, the majority of the programs are in Urdu. I don't understand Urdu. I speak English and I need to understand English. And he says that, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, I was once watching the Madani Muzakara of Amiri Ahl Sunnat. And the way Amiri Ahl Sunnat was talking, the way Amiri Ahl Sunnat, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, was smiling on the screen. He goes, for some reason, I could not change that channel, even though I didn't understand much what he was saying. But the words, they were coming into my heart. And he says, since that day, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, I have never ever watched any channel. I'm always eager to come back home and to put Madani channel on. And my dear Islam brothers, pass this message on to others. Maybe there's someone out there. Maybe there's someone out there waiting for you to invite him to do good. And maybe that person, if he was a sinful person, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, he could save his life and he could save his hereafter. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, one of the ijtimas of Dawat Islami was held in Victoria Park Masjid in Manchester. And I know in that ijtima, a lot of brothers, alhamdulillah, made infradi koshish. They were going up to people. And one Islamic brother that I personally met in the ijtima, he says that, I was someone who never offered my Jummah Salah. He says that this is how bad I was. I never offered my Jummah Salah. And then he says, Alhamdulillah, someone invited me to come to this Ijtima. I heard the bayans of the Muballigheen, the dua, the zikr. It changed my life. And then for something to go back to, the brothers told me, go home and keep watching Madani channel. Inshallah, Azawajal, you'll be part of this mahol. And he says that since then, I went home. I kept on watching Madani channel. Again, because Alhamdulillah, you see the dua of Amiri Ahlus Sunnah, the Nigran-e Shura, Muftiyan Islami. He says, continuously, when I started getting this environment, Alhamdulillah, I have changed myself to such an extent that because of the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, I offer my Tahajjud Salah as well. So you never know, inviting someone to watch Madani channel could be the best thing that you have done for yourself and for him as well. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward us, and may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive our sins. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyyi Al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
Often hastiness is from Satan. Haste is the enemy of perfection. Often hastiness is from Satan. Haste is the enemy of perfection.